This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Muskete. When I was a little boy, I grew up in northern Kentucky. We lived in Louisville first until I was about six, and then moved outside Lexington. In Lexington, North Broadway turns into the Paris Pike, and we lived a few miles out of town, just off the Paris Pike. We lived in a home in a post-war subdivision, you know, brick homes built in the 40s, with a few additions that came in later in the 50s. I was thinking about this, and to sort of give it a time frame for myself, and maybe this will help you too. I was 10 years old in 1958. It was a neighborhood full of vacant lots, and little chunks of woodland still existed, tiny seeps with cattails, a sinkhole that filled with water, and sometimes in the winter would freeze over. And of course, all of it butted up against amazing farmland. It was just the greatest place to be a kid. One of the things I remember of my 1950s neighborhood and my childhood is that many of the neighbors gardened, not so much landscape gardens, but vegetable gardens. Neighbors had large vegetable gardens in their backyards. Oh, my family didn't at the time. We'd had chickens and a garden outside when we lived outside Louisville, but not at our new home for some reason. Anyway, those backyard gardens were, you know, full of corn and beans and tomatoes and squash and cucumbers and watermelons, name something. And everything in it was shared. That was so cool. My best friend back then was the girl who lived directly across the street from us, Lucretia, but I called her Cricky, and Cricky and I were tight for many years. We did everything together. We were inseparable. Sometimes I'd eat dinner with her family, and one dinner I really remember, they served some string beans from the garden, and they were yellow. They were yellow. Cricky's mom said, "Oh, those are wax beans." And she put some on my plate. Butter melted over my wax beans. Wonderful yellow beans. Wax beans. Well, I raved about them for days on end. To anyone in our household that would listen. And my mom finally bought a seed packet of wax bean and allocated a spot in our backyard for my wax bean garden. And I never really went whole hog crazy gardening in that backyard, but it was a start of something. It was a start of something. That sharing of the garden at the table, you know, and planting a little garden. Oh, my gosh. And seeing where food comes from. So many, many years later, and living in the Sonoran Desert outside northwest of Tucson, I got back to gardening. I had an excellent garden, beans and squash, tomatoes and chilies, marijuana. And I remember sharing. "These are my tomatoes," I'd say, giving them to a friend. "This is my pot," I'd say, passing a joint around. The possessive pronoun "my" implied so much more than ownership. I did the work. I planted the seed. I harvested that crop. I want to share it. Okay. Now, many years later, again, at a homestead in the grassland near the banks of the Ohuahlote, where the Muskete's garden. And they raise some small livestock and grow native plants. We find ourselves sharing and saying things like, at the table, you know, saying things like, "This is our chicken." Or if you got food from friends, "This is Anastasia's cheese." Or you know, "It's her cheese. This is Dennis and Deb's lamb. It's the lamb from them, you know." Jim Montoya and his son Gabe shout to me at a farmer's market, hey, "Try these onions. They're ours." All these possessive pronouns say they did the work and they want to share. Maybe it's more like it's of them, it's from them, you know. That's what the pronouns mean. It's of us or from us. Oh, dear. Anyway, at the dinner table with friends, there can be considerable amount of possessive pronouns slung about. This is theirs. This is ours. It's like a blessing. It's a grace. I mean, maybe it should be followed by amen. You know, "These tomatoes are ours. Amen." "This kale is of our garden. Amen." "Our chickens laid these eggs. Amen." Gardening in the desert is hard work, but oh my gosh, my friends, it is beautiful work. Amen. Hey, I'm Petey Muskete, and this has been Growing Native.